her to the hospital.
And the woman that'd look after you
would be the nurse.
And you'd catch a train at the
depot.
And years ago, before they had buses, they used to have
stagecoaches.
Or the things that run on tracks and with the wire.
Trolley cars.
Okay. And you tell the bus driver, this next corner is where
they want out, one off.
And you say, here in Marion County, Ocala is the
county seat.
And if you were a postmaster, you'd be working for the
postal service.
Or the federal
postal department.
Okay. Or you pay taxes to the
courthouse. Well, it depends on what taxes you pay. If it's your income tax, you pay it to the internal revenue. If it's your property taxes, you pay it to your county courthouse, usual.
The Internal Revenue Service is a branch of the federal
government.
And the police in town are supposed to maintain
peace and order.
Or talking about law, you say.
Law and order.
And before they had the electric chair, murderers were. They'd tie a rope around their neck and murderers were
hanged.
Okay. And you say that man went out and what?
Hung himself.
Okay. Do you ever hear about hangings going on around here?
They say they're dead, but I don't really. All I know is what I've heard.
But what have you heard?
I heard they used to do that. They used to have certain spots that were big trees near, and they would take the people and hang them up, you know, on the tree limb. But I wouldn't really know.
Do you ever hear of lynchings going on around here?
I don't. Yeah, I've heard of it, but not a whole lot. I think
that would have been before.
Yeah, I think so. I guess it would be something like a killing or hanging.
Mr. Smoke was telling me something about some lynching that had gone on, or cattle thing or someone. But it was about 60, it was when he was a child, so about 60 years ago or so.
I think the best I can recall that when I heard my grandfather and them, that it was similar to the thing of hanging or killing.
They don't
something
really
like that.
Say, the fight between the North and the South was called the
War between the States,
or another name for that.
Civil War.
Do people around here, well, some areas people don't want to call it a Civil War. I mean, they insisted it wasn't that, it was the War between the States. And do people around here care very strongly about that, one way or the other?
I think really it's just a lot of whatever you're taught in school or whatever you remember in school. Like to me, I remember the War between the States more so than the Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
For somebody else, the Civil War might go sink in better.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think really there's that much difference.
How do people around here feel about the South and the North?
Well, I guess like anything else, they don't really resent the northern people, and they don't really accept them that much, but they don't expect them to change over to their ways, and they don't change over to the northern ways. It's just, if you like it, you stay, and if you don't, try to get where you are the happiest.
Mm-hmm.
If it's in the north or the south, just whichever you really want.
There's not much hostility then toward the north?
I wouldn't think so.
What about for the tourists coming down?
Well, Florida depends an awful lot on tourists for their income.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people do.
So people don't.
Well, like I said, I don't think really. Like I said, if they don't like it, they can always go back to where they'll be more satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
Just like if the people from the